Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are waking up to a very soupy morning.
Yeah, we sure are. Dense fog advisory in effect for all of North Texas until 9 o'clock this morning. Visibility in a lot of areas are at or less than a quarter of a mile, so you definitely want to allow extra time getting to work and school this morning, and slow it down, please. Sun will reappear here before the day is done. Highs 80 to 85, and we'll be in the 80s the next few days after that, but we do have some more storm chances in our 7-day forecast. I'll go into more detail coming up in traffic and weather together on the 8s.
Thank you so much, Danny. While we didn't see any tornadoes in DFW on Saturday night and Sunday morning, it was a different story just 100 miles to our north, where several southern Oklahoma towns took a direct hit. Storm chaser Michael Beard says there's widespread damage after an EF3 in Marietta, which is on I-35, just 25 miles north of Gainesville.
You hear a lot of the times the term looks like a bomb blew up. Exactly what it looks like. Debris everywhere, stuff wrapped around power lines, homes missing roofs, buildings just completely destroyed, where all that's left is the steel beams that were the skeleton of the building.
At least four people are dead in Oklahoma, including a four-month-old after the storms.
I'm Kurt Lewis. Here in Texas, there are no fatalities reported, but the National Weather Service does confirm 10 tornadoes touched down in three counties Friday, leaving a trail of damage. There were two in Hill County and four each in McLennan and Navarro counties. The twisters ranged in strength from EF0 to EF1, with one EF2. The two was in Hill County near Penelope, but it touched down in a mostly rural area, so the damage reported so far, at least, is to some outbuildings. With the tornadoes came ferocious rain causing flooding in the same three counties. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, Kurt. And some Tarrant County homeowners are waking up in a rescue center this morning. Early Sunday, thunderstorms rolled through Tarrant County, dumping rain at a rate of 2 to 4 inches an hour and sending storm waters rolling through a neighborhood in Everman, south of I-20. Within an hour, several homeowners found themselves rudely awakened and wading through knee-high to waist-deep water inside their homes.
And Everman first responders immediately started rescuing people out of their homes to higher ground. Sunday, the city of Everman teamed up with the American Red Cross to open a shelter at the local civic center. As for the Everman residents, this is not the first time their homes have flooded. Today, the Red Cross Disaster Action Team will be working with residents needing help drying out their homes before mold and mildew start developing and covering the walls.
Absolutely. Well, a Fort Worth federal judge is giving a crooked financial advisor prison time for trying to cheat elderly clients out of more than $1 million. KRLD's LP Phillips tells us how the scheme works.
43-year-old Dusty Sternadel had her hands on her client's money, and she figured out a way to cheat him out of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars. Most were in cognitive decline. The scheme involved money transfers and lies. Sternadel would take money out of a client's brokerage fund, then deposit it into their own checking account. Then she'd call the client and point out, hey, there's extra money in the checking account. It was a mistake. Could they please write her a check to cover it? 10 elderly victims believed her and sent Sternadel $1.2 million. It went into Sternadel's pocket. When she was caught, it was her employer who was on the hook for refunding the money. Federal Judge Reed O'Connor threw Sternadel in prison for 5 years. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police have located a child after an Amber Alert on Saturday.
A 3-year-old abducted from San Marcos is safe, and a suspect is in custody after they were both found in Dallas. An Amber Alert was issued for Legend Torres on Saturday night. San Marcos police say at approximately 1:50 a.m. on Sunday, both the boy and the suspect, 46-year-old Joey Torres, were found unharmed, according to NBC 5. Dallas police were able to locate Torres's silver 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander at an apartment complex. Police said Torres was taken from Children's Park in the 200 block of South CM Allen Parkway in San Marcos around 1:30 p.m. Saturday. They have not specified the relationship between Torres and the boy. From the 24-Hour News Center, Tom Gully, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.